Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Things come and go, ladies and gentlemen. Things come and go in the sports world and otherwise. And I don't think it's any – I don't think that's any reflection on Memphis. Some things work, some things don't, right?
Yes. Now, in general, that's kind of the nature of sports.
Here's what you say. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Exactly.
Right?
Who could forget that saying?
Who could forget the saying? Mm-hmm. I just invented it. What do you mean, who could forget it? I just invented it. I just invented nothing ventured, nothing gained. But AutoZone Park, 20 years later, is still standing, and it is still iconic, and it is still, it is a reminder. It is. It might be hard for people to believe, but when it was built, here is what happened. There was actually something short-lived called the Memphis Sports Ticket. This was the Memphis Sports Ticket was an effort to drum up enthusiasm by the Memphis Sports Commission for Memphis sports. And you could buy in one place a ticket that would get you a ticket for the River Kings. They lasted a long time, by the way. The Mississippi River Kings lasted less long. But you could get a ticket for like the River Kings and the Chicks probably at the time and the the Arena Football League team and the Memphis like women's basketball, whatever. But
yes,
and there was it was a grim time. It was Larry Finch getting fired. It was Tick Price era. It was all of this stuff coalescing at once. And then the Chicks decided to move to Jackson.
Yes, because Jackson was going to build a new stadium.
And the Titans would go had already left for Nashville. We knew we were going to never be an NFL city. Mm-hmm. It was grim. Mm-hmm. And you got to give it to George Lapidus, first of all, because George went to Dean Jernigan and said, Dean, we cannot not have a baseball team. And Dean, and there were some mistakes made subsequently, but Dean said, you're right. And Dean, and then with the assistance of Allie Prescott, who had a large role in it, they went out and they acquired the AAA affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Uh-huh. And then they said, where are we going to put it? And everyone said, got to put it out east where the people are, right? Mm-hmm. Got to put it out east where the people are. Dean Jernigan, to his everlasting credit, said, no, we're going to put it downtown where we want the people to come. And there was this empty lot on 3rd and Union. It's hard to believe that was just an empty lot. There was some kind of a porn theater there, and they said, this is where I'm going to build it. Like they looked around. They said, look at Baltimore, downtown baseball stadium. Look at Cleveland, downtown baseball stadium. Look at the old ones. Look at the Cubs in Boston. And we're like, downtown baseball stadium seemed to work.
Yes.
And let's not put it out in a parking lot, a giant parking lot out in the middle of a field in the suburbs. And this is a time when there wasn't much that worked downtown other than the Rendezvous. And when we literally thought as a city that everything we did was crap, took too long, was badly done, and turned out to be crap, like the pyramid, or like the convention center, or overpriced, took a whole thing. And they built this ballpark. Now they overbuilt it. They overbuilt it to such an extent that a lot of bondholders, good philanthropic Memphians, lost money on it. Ultimately, it was set up as a nonprofit, and that had to be unwound. It was overbuilt. It's too great, honestly. It's too great. They spent too much money. But the lasting part of that is last year, when the 10 best minor league ballparks in Memphis in the country were named, 20 years later, it is still one of the 10 best minor league ballparks in Memphis, and it has become a absolute fixture of downtown. I'm not saying that all of the development that you see downtown now wouldn't have taken place, but for AutoZone Park, but it certainly it certainly accelerated it and proved that it could work. And, of course, there is the story about Mike Heisley coming to Memphis and staying at the Peabody and walking across and seeing the throngs at AutoZone Park and helping him decide to bring – that's one of the reasons that he decided to bring the Grizzlies here. Obviously, FedEx pony up big money had more to do with it than that. And
little
Memphians pony had more to do with that. And then there's no question that the attendance for baseball games has tailed off. There's no longer the mania have to see it. But when people first walked into that building, they were like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is in Memphis. That's what people said all the time. I can't believe it in Memphis. And embedded in that comment is the assumption that, like, things, we don't get good things. We can't get nice things. If we did it, it can't be nice. People no longer assume that about Memphis, whether it's bike lanes or whether it's the Big River Crossing or whether we do lots of nice things now. But there was once an assumption that we couldn't do things well. And people walked into that place with a sense of wonder. I used to literally, when people visited Memphis, I used to go to the parking garage on 3rd and
the
take
Toyota.
Them up to the 4th yeah. floor. And one of the things I'd take them to was look down into AutoZone Park to see how beautiful it was. Look what we do. Look what we can do. And now, of course, it has new life as a soccer stadium as well, which is renewing the enthusiasm for the place. So there are things that last, and there are things that don't. And thank heaven that AutoZone...
They did a great renovation, too, or 2 years ago.
There are some things that I would question. I think, like, the Bluff and the Playground was a huge success back when they had it, and they got rid of it. And I don't necessarily think that was prudent. So I think they were actually... They did a lovely job in many respects. And they have some things there, like tickets where you can get all you can eat and you stay in there. Like, they've got some unbelievable areas and spaces you can use for groups, honestly. I did my book launch there, and you can have a hell of a party.
Yes.
You can rent out.
In the club, yeah.
A hell of a party at AutoZone Park. It's great. And you walk in there and you still have this sense of what a beautiful place it is. And that is to the credit of the people who made that happen and the people who are over there and continue to make it a beautiful place.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.